We continue now with Principles of Conflict Resolution from Ken Sandy's book, The Peacemaker, looking at the four G's: glorify God, get the log out of your own eye, gently restore those caught in sin, and go and be reconciled. In his book, Sandy expands on these four points. Firstly, under glorify God, he says, live at peace. This is about focusing on the heart of God as one who loves peace and makes peace. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. Trust in the Lord emphasizes the importance of maintaining a healthy view of God, and trust in God during a conflict, keeping His greatness and His goodness in mind. Then on the second point, get the log out of your own eye. He says we need to be able to overlook an offense. This addresses how to prevent a dispute by overlooking minor offenses. By inspecting your heart, this helps you to see sinful issues in your own heart that are contributing to a dispute. And by confessing your sin, which moves from looking inward to looking outward. Teaching how to confess your sins against others and walk in freedom and forgiveness. Ideally, repentance should precede forgiveness. Christ cancelled our debt completely through his death on the cross, not bringing up our sins from the past. Thirdly, gentle restoration. And this happens through confrontation, which implies a negative situation where opposing parties meet to address an issue. The question is whether it can be handled in a non-argumentative, friendly meeting in the best interests of both parties. This should first be an attempt at a one-on-one private meeting. How can one approach others privately to discuss offenses they may have caused? Communication, which focuses on communication skills, how to use your tongue to promote restoration and reconciliation, and mediation, examines situations in which our attempts to resolve a dispute in private have failed and outside help is needed. And the fourth point, go and be reconciled. Introduction, the marks of the true Christian. See Romans 12, 9-21. And under this we have forgiveness, which addresses how to approach others privately to discuss offenses caused. Negotiation focuses on communication skills, how to use your tongue to promote restoration and reconciliation, and persistence examines situations in which our attempts to resolve a dispute in private have failed and outside help is needed. The slippery slope. In using this term, Sandy includes people who deny the existence of the conflict, escape it, flight, or attack, and are not willing to be honest to try to resolve the conflict towards resolution and restoration, and could involve mediation or arbitration. Legal representation not encouraged in Scripture. See 1 Corinthians 6 verses 1 to 8. Next we'll look at culture of peace. The church can make an amazing difference in creating a culture of peace. Sandy says that reconcilers do not have to be professionally trained to serve in personal disputes. Rather, they should be wise and spiritually mature Christians who are worthy of your respect and trust. If your dispute involves technical issues, it is helpful if one or more of the reconcilers has experience in that area. The church which intentionally works towards having a culture of peace should show the following characteristics. 1. Vision. Wishing to bring glory to God by demonstrating the reconciling love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ, the church needs to see peacemaking as a vital part of Christian life. 2. Training. The church knows that peacemaking does not come naturally. It deliberately trains both leaders and members to approach all conflict in life biblically. 3. Assistance. When members cannot resolve disputes privately, the church assists them through in-house trained reconcilers, even if financial, employment, or legal matters. 4. Perseverance. Just as God pursues us, the church works hard to restore broken relationships, especially when a marriage is at stake, and even when attorneys are involved. 5. Accountability. If members refuse to listen to private correction, church leaders get directly involved to hold members accountable to Scripture and to promote repentance, justice, and forgiveness. 6. Restoration. Eager to imitate God's amazing mercy and grace, the church gladly forgives and fully restores members who have genuinely repented of serious and even embarrassing sins. 7. Stability. Because relationships are valued and protected, leaders serve fruitfully year after year, and members see the church as their long-term home. Exercises. Read the Old Testament account of Abram and Lot in Genesis 13, and discuss their conflict according to the 4 G's, or read the New Testament account of Paul and Barnabas, Acts 15, and discuss their conflict according to the 4 G's. Consider a conflict of your own according to the 4 G's.